It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hi.
How are your guts right now? You feeling good? You seemed pretty shaken last night with the Cats loss.
I wasn't shaken. I was just very annoyed by it because I just really wanted to celebrate and get it over with. Yeah. But I never lost faith in my Cats.
I really thought they were going to win, especially after the Ekman-Larsson goal. I thought that everything was riding their way. I thought one was going to break. That one Reinhardt look, I thought, oh, I thought he had it, Leroy. That move that he puts on there on Skinner at the end, I'm like, oh, he's got it, and boom, wasn't able to break through. But anyway,
I gotta say also that Matthew Tkachuk save towards the end was pretty spectacular.
Yeah, it was a balls out play. It really was. It was all effort. I mean, it was unfortunate.
He just threw his entire body trying to save the game.
Haven't seen him play like that in a while, where he's been he's been just the juice for the team, and they needed it in a big way. Let's get to the rest of our cat talk here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
So, yes, yesterday the Cats lose 5-3 to the Edmonton Oilers. Connor McDavid's just been on one. He's been incredible. And the Panthers get down 3-0. Entire building is deflated until Matthew Tkachuk finally gets the Cats on the board. Broke a streak. What was it, 12 straight goals at that point? Something like that? 11
yeah,
straight,
it was
right?
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Yeah. But they it was like 11 out of 12 or something like that. It was crazy. But finally, it felt like in the middle of that second period that play had flipped a little bit. Panthers get back to themselves. I think that's why you feel good. Going back to Edmonton, the Panthers definitely feel more like themselves. So we'll see. Game 6, 8 o'clock on Friday night. And hopefully they can make Canada very sad and we can all celebrate all weekend. I'll tell you one thing, though. The Cats aren't going to fly up to Boston to celebrate the Stanley Cup if they win it.
Absolutely not.
Can I just say, as an aside, by the way, I'm really disappointed in the local media. In this Boston Celtics thing, I thought it was really disappointing to see WSVN and Local 10 break in with live shots of the Celtics flying in like the president or the royal family was coming to visit. Have some shame, okay? You don't need to report everything. You don't need to rub it in our noses even more. I don't care that you have 85-year-old O'Keefe's and O'Malley's in Boca Raton that you have to kowtow to. Like, you have to give them a little. Oh, look, honey, the C's are here. No, I don't like that. So have some shame. I thought it was disgraceful that they threw that up there like real celebrities were coming to town yesterday.
You know, I actually did not see that.
It was all over the place, J-Fig. All over the place. It was all over the place, Leroy. It was. They rubbed our noses in it just to get a cheap.
Where did you say
it was? WSVN had it. WPLG had it. Disgusting. Hated it. They were throwing the scenes up today on Jet Up. You don't need to show that. You don't need to show that. Get back to what you do, all right, which is car fires. Or dirty dining.
Shootouts.
Yeah, shootouts, dude. I don't need to see Tatum rolling up with the Larry O'Brien trophy. Do me a favor and spare me. Especially a day where the Cats are going for the Stanley Cup. What is that?
I agree.
Breaking news here into Local 10 and WSVN. The Celtics have arrived. Great. Who cares? Thanks. I haven't seen it all over the place. I thought my one safe haven was going to be local news and I could watch Help Me Howard. Nope. Who's here once again to backstab me? Local news, just to throw the Celtics back in my face. Come on. I nearly had to put a guillotine choke on Gut Len for putting a Jason Tatum cut into one of our updates. Hey, Gut Len! No more Jason Tatum cuts in our updates.
What?
Yup.
I didn't hear that.
Well, you guys are home. You don't hear the commercials.
Yes, I do.
Well, you weren't paying attention then.
So let me get this straight.
Yep.
I was listening to Austin Burke.
You know where he's from, right?
Mm-hmm.
Enough said.
You thinking a wolf in sheep's clothing?
Yep.
Fox in the hen house? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Did not put two and two together there.
I'm just tired of it. I see all these O'Keefes and O'Malleys and suits
and
ties.
Him and Beast went and met the plane.
They're all here to South Florida hobnob. But there's probably some program director over at SVN who goes, the C's are in town. Let's get a live shot of that. Send that chopper.
Says a lot about your city that you get as far away from it as you can to celebrate.
It's weird, right?
And the parade's Friday.
It's so weird.
It's sad. Such a strange thing. Like, yeah, if it was after the parade and they're like, hey, but it's such a blatant F you to the Miami Heat, which, all right, you know what? To the victor go the spoils. It says your city is lame as hell and you can't stand being around your bean towners. But the fact that you got to add fuel to the fire here locally and you need to throw that in Heat fans' face on the news, have some shame, local news. For God's sakes. For God's sake. I haven't even seen Ole and Dade, and you know how shameless they are. I haven't even seen them throw Tatum in my face like this.
Wait, but here's the problem, Tobin.
What?
Nobody's from here like you.
I don't care, dude. Have some damn, pride in this place. It's not the King of England or Queen of England coming over here, all right? This isn't the Princess of Suits coming over here.
Meghan Markle?
Yeah, it's not a duchess.
The Princess of Suits.
The Pope isn't coming here. We're breaking in. And by the way, this is exactly how you guys scared away Peyton Manning in the first place. You chased him in a helicopter. He's like, I got to get out of here. I'm going to go place more relaxed where they smoke weed like Denver. People don't forget, dude.
Ole and Dade does not have anything.
Yeah. You don't want to know. Good what? Class. I would have thought they would have had like Jason Tatum all over Astron by now. That would have been like 9 videos of it.
Do you think Liv has anything? Let's find out.
Oh, I'm sure. Who knows? I mean,
you know what they got? Let me tell you what Liv got. A big fat ass check.
Uncle Luke's not happy with them. You're supposed to get the pass from Uncle Luke to come down here. He's not happy with whatever promoter set this up. And I'm not happy either, dude. Breaking in. Are you kidding me?
Nothing.
Let's break into coverage here. The Celtics have arrived. Who cares, dude? What? Thank you. We know. Hey, in case you haven't wondered, they won the championship. Thank you. As if yesterday wasn't bad enough for your boy, Tobes.
Is that like doing it for the Jets?
Yeah, it's just like, what are you doing?
The Jets win the Super Bowl.
And I know, like, we're.
By the way, it never happened, but.
Yeah, it never happened. Ridiculous statement. But, like, if it did happen and Aaron Rodgers is like, let's go party in Miami, and they break in, the Jets have arrived. Great. Thanks. Tired of this nonsense, dude. Get over, get over yourselves. You don't need to put everything in there. You should have been focusing on the Cats. And the Cats alone. And you want to know something? You're the reason we lost. And Jack Nicklaus.
Wait.
No, don't blame Jack.
Don't blame Jack.
I was asking.
It was the cutest thing watching him.
I was asking somebody in the building last night who was at the game, and they said that Jack Nicklaus got no pop. No pop. Except for the ladies who thought it was adorable. Which it was adorable, objectively.
It was so cute.
But we don't need cute right now, J-Fig. You got Victor Erat there to be cute. I don't need Jack Nicklaus being there cute.
Victor Erat has not been behaving cute, okay?
He's horny.
What is wrong with you?
What? Have you not seen the videos of him? Why don't you break into that with that WSVN? Ridiculous. Live shots of the Celtics flying in.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center,
keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Panthers, of course, fall game 5 yesterday at Amerant Bank Arena. So they got a couple days off to get things right. Still lead 3-2 in the series. A win away from the franchise's first Stanley Cup. You're right, dude.
Or 2 games away from the worst collapse in the history of sports.
There's that.
I'm just...
There's that.
Listen, by the way...
Does it help anybody that we went through this last year?
I'm saying this, and I have the utmost confidence that they will win, and I've explained all the reasons why. Right? But, yikes. Take it from somebody who knows about epic failure.
Oof. Well, that's
true. And that's not even the... Like, you forget, I was playing the University of Miami, and we were up 30-14 with 5 minutes left to go in the game. They got 2 onside kicks, scored 2 touchdowns, kicked the field goal, and we lost 31-30 in 5 minutes of a football game.
You guys did the Georgia Tech?
Yeah. No, way worse. They only had a 4 or 5 point lead? They had to do the Georgia Tech thing 3 times.
I still can't believe that. I went to bed that night thinking the Canes were going to win. I was like, what do you mean? There was a face mask.
Every time I see Steve Walsh, I shoot him the bird.
Really?
Yes.
Damn.
He was on that team.
We are a week away, Leroy, from the NBA draft.
Last year was exciting because of Wimby.
Yeah.
Right? There's no anybody feeling anything about this year's draft?
Definitely not the top guys. They are not drawing the buzz. Although, you know, and it's weird, the Hawks have the first pick, and they may blow it up. They may trade DeJounte Murray and Trae Young. Who knows what they're going to do? It's an interesting time. But the Heat.
Would you take Trae Young or DeJounte Murray?
I'd take DeJounte.
Okay, thank you. All right, we were getting ready to fight.
No, I'd take DeJounte Murray.
As friends and brothers, we were getting ready to have a family fight.
I think him and Jimmy are pretty tight, too.
Again, I was just confirming our relationship. With that decision right there, you have confirmed that we are on the same page with important stuff.
Yeah, like number 3.
If you would have came back with the garden gnome, then I would have to question our relationship.
Now, if you told me they weren't trading DeJounte Murray, could I be talked into Trae Young?
No, you can't. No, you cannot.
I could be talked into it.
No, you cannot.
I am telling you right now.
Listen. Right now, I'm talking to you like some of those women when they big friend try to buy the little bikini.
That's not fair.
Stop telling them it's cute.
That's not fair.
It's not cute.
That's not fair.
Right? I am stepping in front of you and throwing myself over the hand grenade so you don't have to go that route.
I could be talked into anything this offseason.
No.
Anything.
No.
I will have a conversation. If you want to sit by and you want to bring old Tobes out to lunch, we sit at a bistro, and you want to talk Trae Young, I'll do it. There's really like, you know, you want to talk Paul George. These are people I have ripped and made fun. But I need changes, Leroy. I need something to happen.
You cannot bring a guy in.
Yep.
Where there's no chance of him playing defense.
Here's the thing, though. Used to it, Tyler Herro doesn't play defense, and...
I mean, but you could get him to wave his little pterodactyl arms every now and then.
I mean, dude, no, you can't. No, you can't.
Like, And that's why...
Trae Young throws lobs, dude. Lobs to Bam.
Dude.
Lobs.
Dude, here's a rule I have. I don't want nobody on my professional basketball team shorter than me. End of discussion.
You don't feel a chill?
End of discussion.
Leroy, you don't feel it? Dame's shorter than you.
Yeah, huh?
Dame?
No, Dame is not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Isn't Dame like 6 foot?
Dame is like 6'3".
No, he's not. Get out of here.
He's probably about 6'2", 6'3". Yeah.
Damian.
What's wrong with you?
Muggsy Bogues came to mind, Leroy. You weren't a big Muggsy Bogues fan?
No.
All right, so it says he's listed at 6'2", which means he's 6 foot.
Oh my God!
Means he's 6 foot. Anybody feel a chill?
Dude,
feel a little ice tray?
Can I tell? here's what I hate about you. I can interest you in anybody with a name.
Yeah.
But you don't see the practicality of them being on your team.
I don't want practical. I want you.
Here's what I know from the Heat. You're going to have to play some kind of defense. You know how many times Trae Young will get caught in a blender?
But Leroy, hold on. You tell me all the time. Yes, we know the defense. Okay. But what have you also said the Heat need? Like air to breathe. We need buckets, dude. Buckets. And yes, he is a turnstile. And yes, he is a garden gnome. And yes, Gabe Vincent made him say pineapple.
Let me explain something to you. You understand what you're asking for, that in 6 months, you will be miserable.
I don't think so.
Dude!
A little chill. Ice tray.
It's the name. It's the name.
Don't look at me like that, J-Fig.
Like, every time they play the Hawks, you go, I'm so tired of Trae Young.
I am very tired of him. But, you know, like, when the person's in your uniform, I might feel different. And what if he needs a little... What if he needs a little pinch?
What is wrong with...
What if he needs a little... No. What if he needs a little pinch?
No!
I talked myself into Kyle Lowry for 3 years, dude.
Right now, I am talking you off the cliff.
This is ridiculous.
I'm talking you off the cliff of going with a name instead of somebody who can actually help your team.
Dude, need this guy. This guy, he's been the leading scorer in the league.
Nope.
Come on.
He's also led the league in assists, too, a couple years.
Yeah, Ice Trey, Dame Dalla, kind of samesies, dude.
No, they're what?
Samesies.
Except one is 6 inches taller than the other.
I'm sitting next to Trae Young. It's not that different.
Oh, he had his hair combed up.
No, that's not fair. That's not fair. You can't don't hair shame him, too.
Not hair shame.
You already spent all of yesterday. You took a whiz on Derek White all show yesterday. I'm not going to let you do it to Ice Trey, too.
Do it to Ice Trey, too.
Wait. It is not my fault that everybody in his mouth got the fire alarm except that one tooth.
I love you, Drew.
You have just been laughing. You have spent the last 48 hours.
This is not a test. This is an actual fire alarm. Everybody, please get in position. Line up quietly, and we will be escorted out of the front of the building.
When I say I spent the whole day laughing.
Derek, that means you. Derek, get your students. They're not behaving. Your students.
25.7 last year a game, Leroy, for Ice Trey.
Yo!
11 assists a game last year, Leroy.
I love how you're convincing yourself to
He's convincing himself. He's not convincing me.
He's numbers.
You said this offseason anyone can convince you, but anyone is you. You're the one convincing yourself.
I think that's fair. I have to keep an open mind, J-Fig. When you get knocked out of the first round and you see your mortal enemy win the trophy.
Who's the average height is 6'4"? And your solution to defending Boston is go and get a guard him gnome?
It's not the solution. It's part of the solution.
Go get a jacket.
No, I don't want a jacket. You feel a chill?
You live in Florida. You shouldn't need that.
I like a good ice
tray,
by the way.
The only fever you should be feeling is cat fever.
Dude, stop. Let's be practical here. Right?
Hmm?
I don't want a player that the coach has to take a knee to talk to. I don't.
That's not fair, dude. That's not you're making it seem like he's Isaiah Thomas.
With hair.
Dude. It's not fair. Oh, man. Damian Lillard averaged 32 a year ago. We need that guy. How did we blow that? I missed the comment. I'm sorry. I was too busy looking at Dame stats.
Here's the deal. Can we please not talk about Trae Young? That's not a good fit.
What if it becomes a thing, though?
It's not going to become a thing.
What if it becomes a thing?
It's not going
to
become a
thing. You're the only one trying to make
it become a thing.
Right,
you're the only one. Hold on, real quick. Hey, chat, Twitch, and YouTube. Trae Young, yay or nay?
You want to put it on Twitter?
We
don't need to put it on Twitter.
Well, I mean, it's more.
He made everything.
RVA Richie, pineapple, Sir Noble, nah.
They say actually, don't everything. Put it on Hold up.
A bunch of negative Nellies. There. Yeah, like what if I just put Trey Young tick of your fancy? Yes or no?
No.
Come on, dude.
No. Wait, Press says yay. Wow.
I'm putting it on. It's up.
Wait, there. Badfish 2 can't be worse than Hero. Except he's 6 inches shorter. At least Tyler could wave his hands and be 6'7".
You're fine, becoming a desperate whaler.
But I'm not a desperate whaler. What I would say, J-Fig, is I'm not a desperate whaler. I'm just looking at all open seas.
Ooh, somebody said Trey is better than Lowry.
Oh, 100%. You guys are disrespecting Trey Young.
Dr. Zubagin,
you've done that all the time.
Times have changed, J-Fig.
Where do you think we... Wait a minute. Where do you think we get that from?
What?
You!
Apparently times are changing and now he's allowed to take everything back.
Times are changing. Hey,
wrap it in a little bowl.
Kick the tires.
You guys, let me tell you something right now.
How's our scoring lately?
You want to know something, dude? You want to know something? Here's the facts.
What?
When Ice Trey shows up to Media Day next year, keep the same energy.
I will.
Oh, like you did with Kyle Lowry?
That's my guy, Kyle Lowry. I love Kyle.
Wait, you changed the topic.
I okie-doked you so bad.
I'm glad you admit that.
How about Spider?
Oh, I mean, come on. That's number one. But that's an obvious one. That's why I don't want to have discussions that are silly. Like, of course I want Spider.
You don't want to have
a silly conversation right now.
We're having a silly conversation right now.
What if Spider signs the extension? Dame's not going anywhere. Are we going back into this thing with the same backcourt of Terry and Tyler?
Nope. I still don't want
Terry Rozier. Not very tall. Now does have wingspan.
What?
Yeah.
And you
Did
love
you see how much of a difference he made on the basketball court? Stop it.
What do you mean?
Stop it.
What do you mean? You're saying Terry Rozier is better than Trey Young? I love Scary Terry, but come on, dude.
I'm saying Terry Rozier will make more of an impact on both sides of the ball than Trey Young.
What? What are you acting? When all of a sudden you become the glove? Are you crazy?
Trey Young has been an all-star.
Trey Young is taking his team to the conference finals.
Not for playing defense.
What does but dude, he's one of the best scorers in the league. You guys are being closed off right now.
Wait. He is the epitome of looter in a riot.
That's not fair, though. He's been on teams that have gone to the conference finals. Been the best player.
He's been on
But as an aside, I love a good ice tray. You know, especially when you make those big ice cubes.
The balls.
Yes. Yeah, dude. Or I got like the big cubes. Oh, I got one of those. Man.
Oh, wait. Somebody said, hey, I like Terry, but hell no. Trey is definitely better.
Well, the poll is up. You guys can vote. Right now, at Brendan_Toby.
I don't like when you put polls up.
I just put
you put polls up with your trickery your manipulation.
I swear to God, J-Fig, look at the poll. J-Fig's going to retweet it at 560. It literally just says, Trey Young, ? Yes, no. That's it.
Okay.
No manipulation.
Trade day. He putting his own twist to it.
Woo-wee!
Oh, he could come out to that beat, too.
You already got two comments.
We take
Somebody said you can put polls up on Twitch.
Can you? I got to figure that out. Time to get to our favorite hump day game, Rats Off a Shrimp. J-Fig will give us the topics, and we will decide where our rats lie. J-Fig, what do we got today for Rats Off a Ship?
All right, guys. Well, for number one, we have the Florida Panthers.
Not rats off a ship on the Florida Panthers. I had cowards reach out to me last night who were worried. I will not name names, but the cowards, I tried to talk them back onto the ship. They're like, I'm going to jump. And I'm like, no, don't jump. Stay here. You need to jump only one place, and that's on the ice once Lord Stanley is hoisted. But we've said it all show. I love what we got from Tkachuk yesterday. I feel like there's a best version of the Cats we still haven't even seen yet, and I feel like we'll see that on Friday night. Not rats off a ship. Leroy?
I'm not rats off a ship. Like, how can you be rats off a ship with a team that's winning their series?
Right.
And although they lost the last two, they're still up 3-2.
Hmm.
right? So I'm always going to feel confident in that this team can get it done, because everything that they've done for the last 2 years would dictate they can turn around and get it done.
What about you, Jennifer?
I will never be rats off of shit.
Wow. All right.
Never.
Dan Day?
Also, I had several people contact me last night, too, and I told them to relax.
Yeah. So. I always feel like I got to talk everybody off a cliff here in the building once I walk in.
Here's the deal.
It's like part of the, sports radio gig is you got to talk off all the people. It's like, hey.
Here's the deal, though.
Here's why we got to talk. You ready? You want to know why we got to talk people off the cliff?
Yep.
Because they're just coming along when they see the team going to win the Stanley Cup. They haven't seen this team for the last 2 years and know what they're capable of, what they've done, how they've gone about their business. And so when they lose two games after being up three, the people that have been paying attention, right, don't panic. The people that are watching that just got into it because their local team was up 3-0, they're panicking. So you got to weed them. You got to weed those people out. I had some of Fonz's friends over. I'm sitting in a jacuzzi. They watching the TV outside. And they're going, "Ooh, the Panthers, man, they lost the last two." I said, "Where were you when they won the first three? Stop!"
What's number two, J-Fig? Oh, Dan Day, are you rats off a ship?
No way rats off a ship. We won the first two games pretty solidly. 1-1 in the third game. They've won the past two. We're a goal better so far. We only need one of two to win. This team, when the going gets tough, they get going. No worries at all.
All right, what's number two, Jennifer?
Well, we heard the news. Justin Timberlake.
Oh.
Are we rats off the ship?
Oh, dude.
Got a nice little mugshot for
you. Oh, let me see the mugshot. Gotta see the JT mugshot. Oof.
Gotta tell you, he a little glassy-eyed.
He is glassy-eyed, dude.
Right,
that man has a few good move not doing the breathalyzer, because he has some drinky poos behind those eyes.
You don't need to blow your breath. We can smell your breath
from inside the car.
I want to see this body cam footage so bad, especially if the kid really doesn't know who he is. Do you think it's like an Andrew Brunette situation where he goes, "I used to coach the Panthers"? You don't care.
No.
Well, apparently he whispered under his breath and said, "You're going to ruin the award."
He said what?
"You're going to ruin the world tour."
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He should have gone with.
And you know what? In the way we are in this world, that guy is going to wear it as a badge of honor. I'm the one that ruined the world tour.
Well, I mean. I did that. Also, don't drive on the wrong side of the road.
Look.
Wait,
I would suggest, and I would say to him, right, that no. You ruined your world tour. You shouldn't have been out here acting a fool.
He should have gone, "You guys like trolls?"
Justin Timberlake, what kind of car was he driving?
I don't know.
Because I'm going to tell you why. Depending on how expensive the car is, depends on whether you call and get a ride.
He could always.
A lot of times people don't want to leave a expensive-ass car.
Either way, look where he was. That entire place is full of expensive
looks
cars.
Looks to me like an SUV. Like, I'm seeing the picture.
Okay, then
now.
He could have called a ride. You know, he could have called somebody or got a ride. Wait, let me
say.
He
has people
in
that
bar,
him
in the bar that he was hanging out, wherever he was hanging out drinking, he couldn't say, "Hey, can somebody give me a lift home?"
Doesn't he have, like, bodyguards or something that usually take care of that situation?
Not in the Hamptons.
Yeah, but it's just intimidating.
They're all equals up there. Everybody got money.
Okay, I understand that, but it's still Justin Timberlake.
Okay, but he ain't. Like, okay, yeah. Justin Timberlake is one of many.
Dude, let me tell you something.
Everybody Justin Timberlake that live up there.
Yeah, and also, that's not one martini eyes.
Of course not, it is.
Of course we know it. Listen.
Who are you trying to fool with these eyes?
Can I just say this to people that would even try and get away with this? When you get stopped, please do not say, "I've only had one or two drinks." Then they really gonna arrest your ass, because they know they. I can look at a person and say he didn't had a few. I don't need to ask. They just asking to see if you. You know what? Look, I probably had too much.
If we were going to go ahead and drink, I think that you should be a little bit more responsible and plan ahead, especially if you are a big-time artist like him.
That being said, not rats off a ship on JT. Look, it's a mistake.
No, it's a mistake, right. Nobody
got hurt.
He's
an adult.
No, wait. Nobody got hurt. Wait. Hey. Jennifer, I learned a long...
I understand adults make mistakes too.
I learned a valuable lesson in all these years of living. How old you are does not determine how grown you are.
Okay, well, if you have your entire life in the spotlight, I think that you should go ahead and be a little bit more responsible with the things you do. Especially when you're putting other people's lives... Indeed.
We make that assumption, and that's why the first thing I said was, thank goodness nobody got hurt, right? But we assume that everybody's going to make an adult situation or adult decision in an adult situation. And I'm telling you that we got 50 and 60-year-olds still doing childish crap because they can.
So
Washington is rolling in his grave listening to Jay Fig.
God, I wish I had more than one chance.
That's not what they said to me.
All right, so I'm not.
That being said, I am Rod Sofferchef.
Wow.
Be a little bit more responsible.
People make mistakes.
Jeez, I bet you if it was Pierce the Veil behind that wheel, you would have given him another chance.
No, I wouldn't. Okay, I would talk to them and be like, be more responsible.
You're a parent. You would like to think that people have your
look. Stuff like this hits a little bit too close to home.
I know.
I'm gonna go ahead and take this route.
And that's why I said what I said, and not even insinuate that you're wrong. It hits personal for you, right? But I'm saying that we make assumptions that how old a person is determines how grown they are. And we got some old-ass children walking the face of the earth.
Oh, something tells me a boy band member is a walking child.
I mean...
Not to judge. But...
Joey Fatone.
Dende, where are your rats on JT?
Nah, I'm not rats off a ship.
What's number three, J-Fig?
J.J. McCarthy.
Oh, Leroy's...
Pitch was a little brutal.
Leroy's national championship quarterback and soon to be quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings as soon as they get off the Sam Darnold kick. he threw out a first pitch, Leroy, and not so accurate for your champion here. As you can see, he was a little out. Time to get to our favorite hump day game, Rats Off a Ship. J-Fig will give us the topics, and we will decide where our rats lie. J-Fig, what do we got today for Rats Off a Ship?
All right, guys. Well, for number one, we have the Florida Panthers.
Not rats off a ship on the Florida Panthers. I had cowards reach out to me last night who were worried. I will not name names, but the cowards, I tried to talk them back onto the ship. They're like, I'm going to jump. And I'm like, no, don't jump. Stay here. You need to jump only one place, and that's on the ice once Lord Stanley is hoisted. But we've said it all show. I love what we got from Tkachuk yesterday. I feel like there's a best version of the Cats we still haven't even seen yet. And I feel like we'll see that on Friday night. Not rats off a ship. Leroy?
I'm not rats off a ship. Like, how can you be rats off a ship with a team that's winning their series?
Right.
And although they lost the last two, they're still up 3-2. Right? So I'm always going to feel confident in that this team can get it done because everything that they've done for the last 2 years would dictate they can turn around and get it done.
What about you, Jennifer?
I will never be rats off a ship.
Wow. All right.
Never.
Dan Day?
Also, I had several people contact me last night, too, and I told them to relax.
Yeah. I always feel like I got to talk everybody off a cliff here in the building once I walk in.
Here's the deal.
It's like part of the sports radio gig is you got to talk off all the people. It's like, hey.
Sometimes you help
Here's the deal, though. Here's why we got to talk. You ready? You want to know why we got to talk people off the cliff?
Yep.
Because they're just coming along when they see the team going to win the Stanley Cup. They haven't seen this team for the last 2 years and know what they're capable of, what they've done, how they've gone about their business. And so when they lose 2 games after being up 3, the people that have been paying attention, right, don't panic. The people that are watching that just got into it because their local team was up 3-0, they're panicking. So you got to weed them. You got to weed those people out. You got to weed. I had some of Fonz's friends over. I'm sitting in a jacuzzi. They watching the TV outside. And they're going, ooh, the Panthers, man, they lost the last 2. I said, where were you when they won the first 3? Stop!
What's number 2, J-Fig? Oh, Dan Day, are you rats off a ship?
No, no way rats off a ship. We won the first 2 games pretty solidly. 1-1 in the 3rd game. They've won the past 2. We're a goal better so far. We only need 1 of 2 to win. This team, when the going gets tough, they get going. No worries at all.
All right, what's number 2, Jennifer?
Well, we heard the news. Justin Timberlake.
Oh.
Are we rats off the ship?
Oh, dude.
Got a nice little mugshot for
you. Oh, let me see the mugshot. Gotta see the JT mugshot. Oof.
Gotta tell you, he a little glassy-eyed.
He is glassy-eyed, dude.
Right?
That man has a few drinks. Good move not doing the breathalyzer, because he has some drinky poos behind those eyes.
You don't need to blow your breath. We can smell your breath.
From inside the car.
I want to see this body cam footage so bad. Especially if the kid really doesn't know who he is. Do you think it's like an Andrew Burnett situation where he goes, I used to coach the Panthers? You don't care.
No.
Well, apparently he whispered under his breath and said, you're going to ruin the world tour.
He said what?
You're going to ruin the world tour.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He should have gone with.
And you know what? In the way we are in this world, that guy is going to wear it as a badge of honor. I'm the one that ruined the world tour.
Well, I mean, also, don't drive on the wrong side of the road.
Look.
Wait,
I would suggest, and I would say to him, right, that no, you ruined your world tour. You shouldn't have been out here acting a fool.
He should have gone, you guys like trolls?
Justin Timberlake, what kind of car was he driving?
I don't know.
Because I'm going to tell you why. Depending on how expensive the car is, depends on whether you call and get a ride.
He could always.
A lot of times people don't want to leave a expensive ass car.
Either way, look where he was. That entire place is full of expensive
looks
cars.
To me like an SUV. Like I'm seeing the picture.
Okay, then
now.
He could have called a ride. You know, he could have called somebody or got a ride. Wait, let me
see. He has people
in the bar, in the bar that he was hanging out. Wherever he was hanging out drinking. He couldn't say, hey, can somebody give me a lift home?
Doesn't he have, like, bodyguards or something that usually take care of that situation?
Not in the Hamptons.
Yeah, but it's Justin Timberlake.
They're all equals up there. Everybody got money.
Okay, I understand that, but it's still Justin Timberlake.
Okay, but he ain't, like, okay, yeah. Justin Timberlake is one of many.
Dude, let me tell you something.
Justin Timberlake that live up there.
Yeah, and also, that's not one martini eyes.
Of course not, it is.
Of course we know it. Listen.
Who are you trying to fool with these eyes?
Can I just say this to people that would even try and get away with this? When you get stopped, please do not say, I've only had 1 or 2 drinks. Then they really gonna arrest your ass because they know they... I can look at a person and say he didn't had a few. I don't need to ask. They just asking to see if you... You know what? Look, I probably had too much.
If we were going to go ahead and drink, I think that you should be a little bit more responsible and plan ahead, especially if you are a big-time artist like him.
That being said, not rats off a ship on JT. Look, it's a mistake.
No, it's a mistake, right. Nobody
got
hurt.
He's an adult.
No, wait. Nobody got hurt. Wait. Hey. Jennifer. I learned a valuable lesson in all these years of living. How old you are does not determine how grown you are.
Okay, well, if you have your entire life in the spotlight, I think that you should go ahead and be a little bit more responsible with the things you do. Especially when you're putting other people's lives in danger.
We make that assumption, and that's why the first thing I said was, thank goodness nobody got hurt, right? But we assume that everybody's going to make an adult situation or adult decision in an adult situation. And I'm telling you that we got 50 and 60 year olds still doing childish crap because they can.
So
Washington is rolling in his grave listening to Jay Fig.
God, I wish I had more than one chance.
That's not what they said to me.
All right, so I'm not
Rod. That being said, I am Rod Soffischek.
Wow.
Rod Soffischek.
And Rod. Yep. Be a little bit more responsible.
People make mistakes.
Jeez. I bet you if it was Pierce the Veil behind that wheel, you would have given him another chance.
No, I wouldn't. Okay, I would talk to them and be like, be more responsible.
You would like to think that people have your...
Look, stuff like this. It's a little bit too close to home.
I'm gonna go ahead and take this route. And that's why I said what I said, and not even insinuate that you're wrong. It is personal for you, right? But I'm saying that we make assumptions that how old a person is determines how grown they are. And we got some old ass children walking the face of the earth.
Oh, something tells me a boy band member is a walking child.
I mean,
not to judge, but
Joey Fatone.
Dende, where are your rats on JT?
Nah, I'm not rats off a ship.
What's number three, J Fig?
JJ McCarthy.
Oh, Leroy's
first pitch was a little brutal.
Leroy's national championship quarterback and soon to be quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings as soon as they get off the Sam Darnold kick. He threw out a first pitch, Leroy, and not so accurate for your champion here. As you can see, he was a little bit wide.
Well, you know what?
Woo!
They tell you don't throw from the top of the mound.
They do?
And all the athletes, yeah. And all the athletes think they can do it.
Good thing Josh.
That's in Minnesota, right? Or is it in Detroit?
I think it's
Minnesota.
It's
in Minnesota. I see the Twins symbol on the
door. Yeah. Minnesota's outdoors now, right?
Yes. Yeah.
A lot of fans there.
Target Field.
Oh, look. It looks like a Marlins game.
Wow.
Look around. Look at them stands.
I know what you're talking about.
All right.
I don't even know. What are the Twins doing this year? Can't say I've kept up. I know the White Sox are in their division. They're the worst team in baseball.
Twins started out good. I think they've kind of leveled off since.
Twins are 41-32. Not too bad.
Wow. Yeah, pretty good.
Not too bad.
Look at the fans they get.
They've actually won six straight.
Wait, they played that many baseball games?
Yeah, dude. We're almost in July.
We're almost halfway through the season.
I know.
And we don't even, like, yikes. Sorry.
Well, the Marlins are, 12 games back of fourth place.
I mean, that just say they're well in last place. Don't give them a number to say they're close to worst in last.
You're right. I apologize.
And the Marlins are literally hard to watch in more ways than one.
J-Fig's band would be Pierce the Quail.
At some point.
I'm not rats off a ship off J.J. McCarthy for a bad first pitch. Can happen to the best of them. But he is supposed to be usually there's, usually a football quarterback. Usually he's probably played baseball at some point. That's a little bit. I mean,
what, really?
Well, hey, Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes.
He hasn't thrown a baseball in 10 years.
I mean, that's.
Whew. Dude, so you tell. I'm not rats off a ship.
Good thing Jazz right? Chisholm wasn't in the box.
I'm not rats off a ship because, look, you get in that moment. And you get fired up, you want to throw the heater, and then your timing just gets a little off.
It happens.
Michigan bias. Yeah, well, I mean, I would say more athlete bias that we tend to think because a guy can play football or basketball that he can stand on the mound and throw a strike. And I'm telling you, no. At least it wasn't balloon toss. Yeah, I blew my hammy out. Hey. That day, I don't know how I did it, my man, but I blew my hammy in balloon toss.
All right, so you're sticking by J.J. McCarthy. No surprise there. Michigan bias. J-Fig?
Wait, whoa! Because he didn't throw a strike in baseball?
He didn't go anywhere near a strike, dude!
You know what?
He's not a lot better than other people out there,
so I'm not rats off a ship.
All right. Dan?
Only for self-preservation, I'm not rats off a ship. That scares the living you-know-what out of me to think that I might ever have to pitch out a first pitch at a game, and if I do like that, I don't need that bad mojo in my life, so I'm not going to be rats off a ship on that.
Mm. All right.
I want to throw out a first pitch.
You do? Okay.
I do.
Give us one more, J-Fig, before we close rats off a ship today.
All right. We have Chris Quinn taking the Pistons job.
Rats off a ship. I'm all for Chris Quinn getting a gig. Don't do it, dude.
Rats off a ship.
Leroy?
Here. I'm not rats off a ship for this reason, right? This is your profession, right? If you can get that $4, $5, $6, or $7 million deal, right, you set your family up for life, right? Then you get into the cycle of coaches. And that's how it works. Because I promise you, any coach that coaches for Detroit, everybody that interviews you after that is going to look at Detroit. They ain't going to look at you. And so from that standpoint, go get that $5 year, $6 year, $7 million deal.
J-Fig?
Pave your own way. It's your profession. It's your job to try to maximize the amount of money you can make in the period of time you get to coach. Why wouldn't he take the job? Even if you get fired in 2 years, so what?
J-Fig?
As sad as that would be, I'm not rats off a ship. Go get your coin.
All right.
You deserve it.
Yeah, go ahead and say it. Say that moñón.
That moñón, man. No. Dan Day, Chris Quinn, taking the Pistons job.
Rats off a ship.
Yeah.
Hey, but Dan Day, see, I said it the way they say it in Louisiana. Moñón.
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 Not moñón. Like moñón.
Wait, say it, Dan Day.
Moñón.
But like in a full sentence, please.
What do you mean?
Go get them.
When are you going to go get that moñón? When are you going to get that moñón?
He going to do what he do.
Sounds like Dustin Poirier.
Dustin Poirier lives in a place where they closer to Creole.
Where is he from?
Lafayette.
Oh, he's from Lafayette.
Yeah, so he's like, here, Lafayette is considered a tweener. You in between marsh and city. So you can go either way. Right? If you make a left, you can end up in New Orleans. Now keep in mind, New Orleans as a whole is not very city. So we talking about city relative to New Orleans.
Dude, I got called baby and sugar and sweetheart so many times. Hey, it was wonderful.
J-Fig, if you was in the club, right? You're in the club, say we all hang out. Somebody walk in, what's up, baby? Where you at?
I'll be like, I'm not your baby, number one.
No, hey, what's up? What's up, baby? Where you at?
No, that's different, man. I didn't mean it like that. I mean, you go to the store, Fig, you might be buying something at the grocery store, and they're like, hey, baby, you need paper or plastic? They'd say something like that.
Yeah. Well, or.
Okay, sure, that's fine.
They say, hey, baby, you in here making groceries?
Making groceries.
But are you? Why else would I be here?
Dude, it's just.
Not your baby.
Hey, I'm telling you. That's just the way people talk.
I was supposed to say, I am your sugar. I am your baby. I am your honey.
Hey, yeah. Nah, you like, yeah. See, you wouldn't survive because you'd be fighting it. You just fight. You can't fight it. You just fight. It don't mean nothing.
Yeah, you'll wear yourself
out. Well, down here, it means.
No, it don't mean everybody, baby, sugar, where you at.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? My name's Jennifer, number one.
Right? Cool. Like, if you go get a sub, they're not going to ask you what you want on it. They're going to ask you want it dressed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just get all the stuff. Right? There's no, like, yeah.
Well, take a quick break. Final hour coming on up. We got interesting results so far on our poll. Very interesting.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.